I think I'm in a bad mood.
That's okay. You can say that. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Penny Legate, and Julie is in a really bad mood today.
I am. I'm in a snit, and I don't know why exactly.
I don't know either, but we're going to get you out of it.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I am.
But go ahead. And
I have the cure for your snittiness.
A Couple of Dusty Muffins is sponsored by the Sabey Corporation, with a decades-long history of promoting medical and life sciences.
What are we blathering about today?
You may or may not know, if you've been listening to us, you know this, but Julie and I are longtime retired TV veterans, reporter, anchor, talk show hosts, whatever. I've been in the business between the two of us, what, Julie, 100 years or so?
Yeah, about 80 years between the, yeah. 90 years between the two of
us. Yeah, a lot of years. One of the things that happens when you are on a little screen inside of people's homes, and now they're big screens, but back in the day when we started, the screens were quite small.
The screens were small. There was color TV, though, I think.
And thank God there was no HD TV.
Oh, God. I do not. Oh, no. Every wrinkle, every... Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
But what happens is you become a public target. And people feel like they can say absolutely anything to you, that it's some kind of weird dynamic that happens. I don't know if it's because you're in their homes and they think you're a friend or you're a close relative or something, and they can just say anything they want.
Yeah.
But over the years, Julie and I both have experienced a lot of weird comments and letters and feedback from people who have no business saying the things they say to us.
Well, we're in their home every night. They develop their own one-sided relationship with you. And I get that. But back in the day when both of us were pretty well known around here, you know, whether I was in a grocery store or getting gas or whatever the hell, when you were out in public, people would come up to you and say, you know, sort of outrageous and often actually more mean things than nice things. They would say, oh, you look so much better in person, or you look so much better on television.
Yeah, that's worse.
and I'm like, fuck you. I mean, you can't say that. You know, you can't say that to them because they're viewers. What are you supposed to say? Thank you?
Yeah.
How the hell does that work?
Yeah. I remember when I was pregnant, I was doing a show called Evening Magazine, which is a Monday through Friday show in prime time. This woman comes up to me and she goes, you should not be seen in public in your state.
What?
And I said, what? Excuse me? She goes, yeah, you shouldn't be seen in public being pregnant.
Oh.
Can you believe that? And I said, so why not? Does this prove to people that I've had sex once or something? And that
you should have told her just once, miss.
Yeah, I just had sex once. So right. Is it okay? I mean, I got pregnant and I am married. I'm in a long-term relationship, but I can't be seen in public. That was a good one. Another one regarding pregnancy, Julie. I'll never forget it. I was down in the Pike Place Market shooting the show. And this guy comes up to me, you know, kind of middle-aged, youngish guy. He goes, so I assume you are not going to be doing any drugs when you have your baby. And I go, what? He goes, you know, you cannot have your baby by using any kind of painkillers. It's really bad. He starts lecturing me about the fact of how I should have my child. And it's a guy of all things.
Yeah, we're out there. People think they can say anything to you. Occasionally, they're really nice, or they just stare at you. That was my favorite. They sort of stare at you. And people would come up and say, are you Julie Blacklow? Are you? And I would go, no. I just would deny
that.
I said
I look
like her,
but
told her I look like her, but no, I'm not her. Thank God.
I would say that a lot too.
I'm not her. You must be mistaken.
Yeah, not her. Yeah, you're mistaken.
So,
especially if I was out without my makeup and stuff.
The weirdest thing I ever got was a letter from the Walla Walla State Penitentiary from the death row section. They could write letters, and I received a letter, had many signatures on it, and it had stains on it. The letter was stained. And
this
is really disgusting. And they let me know in the letter that they had, this is too gross, even for...
we can understand what they probably did.
It was on this, and they said, you're a terrible broadcaster and you're not worth fucking. That was probably from death row people. So their standards were pretty low. I mean, you know, I couldn't even qualify for that. But, you know, people are weird. So you've had weird shit too.
I have indeed. So I got a letter once when I was working in Wichita, which is a pretty tame place, actually, or used to be back in the 80s. And it was from a woman who claimed she was going to kill me because her boyfriend had all these sexual fantasies about me and wanted to play him out with her. And so she said, until you're dead, I'm nothing to him or whatever. And she says, so you better watch your back.
Well,
because I'm coming after you. I mean, it was like a 3-page handwritten letter about what he wanted to do and how mad she was at me. And I'm like, holy cajoli.
You turned it over to the police, I hope. That's a death threat.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I got lots of death threats, by the way. But that's another, that's because the stories I was covering.
All right. Well, this topic, we talked about this a little while ago, Julie and I, about this woman who was a Canadian weathercaster. Somebody anonymously wrote her a really nasty email, said, you know, get off the air, you're pregnant, or you look ugly, or your stomach's too big, or whatever. All right. So let's listen in to what happened here.
Just going to respond to an email that I just got saying congratulations on your pregnancy. If you're going to wear old bus driver pants, you have to expect emails like this. So thanks for that. No, I'm not pregnant. I actually lost my uterus to cancer last year. This is what women of my age look like. So if it is offensive to you, that is unfortunate. Think about the emails that you send.
You know, I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody taking a viewer on the air saying, fuck you, buddy.
It's fabulous.
I know. Good for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
So, Julie, I know you're in a bad mood.
I am really. And I don't know. There's no real external reason for bad mood.
Yeah.
I'm just really angry at everything today.
All right. Well, I have the cure.
Okay.
I have the cure in my hand on this subject of talking about owners that feel like they view us. This letter came to me when I was a host of Evening Magazine. The date on it is 2nd of February, 1990. So this is pre-internet and pre, you know, you can make comments behind a screen and say anything you want. You have to write a letter, right? So here it is. And it's been opened and read so many times. It has food stains and coffee, because I've read this to many people.
Food stains.
It came unstained, okay? And you can tell, I don't know, the writing is like from an older person, you know what I mean?
No, you can how do you tell writing is from old people?
You can just kind of tell the style of it. I don't know. It definitely looks okay. Anyway, so she addresses it to Mrs. Penny Legate with a question mark, married name. All right, and then she goes, dear Penny, I don't know your married name, but I was very happy, underlined, to see you have a beautiful, healthy baby when you showed pictures on your TV show recently. Congratulations from all of us. So apparently this is a group letter. Okay. What I am, underlined, writing you about may come as a great surprise, in quotes.
Oh, God.
But I assure you, I mean no harm, underlined, but only constructive criticism, again, in quotes, that not only myself, but several friends of mine have also noticed, underlined, oh, God, about you, okay, that we feel it worthwhile to tell you about it in a kind way.
Exclamation point. God, this is nothing good coming.
In brief, you have a double underlined, very long neck. Okay. That distracts from your young beauty and makes your head appear too far away from your body.
Make sure your head appears too far away from your body.
Okay, it goes on.
It goes on.
Has anyone ever told you to wear scarves? Not scarves. High neck sweaters or other fashions? These are all in quotes, to shorten your neck.
You're right. This is okay. Hearing my anger. Yes. Oh my God.
It is beautiful as you are, but just not attractive to us as viewers. You are too professional. You are too professional and concerning to appear this way, we think.
Glad you saved it.
That's what I said before.
Oh my God. Is that the end of the letter?
No. It goes on. All right. As I said before, This is a true observation that several of us have noticed about you when you speak and swallow.
What? When you speak and swallow, that's when they notice your neck?
Yes. And she goes, okay, in parentheses, yes, I am blunt. But really now, hasn't anyone ever pointed out this feature and how to correct it to you before? Okay, I'm almost done.
Oh,
okay, two small paragraphs left.
Okay.
Oh, well, as I repeat, I will, as many others, continue to watch your great TV show, and we thoroughly enjoy it, underlined. Please consider this letter as a mother telling her daughter the truth, in quotes.
On your neck? I mean, what are you supposed to do about that?
Sometimes we don't see ourselves as others see us. Love ya, in quotes, a friend and TV watcher.
Oh my God. That wins. You win. That's the craziest thing ever. Oh my God. I'm so glad you saved that.
I know.
It's outrageous. Your neck.
Did you
ever write her back? Did you hear from her again?
No, she didn't leave her address or her name.
Oh,
she just signed it as a
kind
TV
of anonymous.
Viewer.
See?
Yeah,
people
anonymous.
Don't want to own the shit that they, you know, send our way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can see, you know, when people say, I hate your hair, you're too fat, you dress like shit, you know, you look like hell, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, you're an awful person, you know, I hate the stories you do, you're all, you know, why are you always doing these sex crime stories and murders and what the hell is wrong with you? But the neck, that is very special. I've known you for what, 35, 40 years?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your neck now, even though we're not on video. The only thing that's changed about our necks is they're drooping.
Yes, for sure.
We would like to get, I still think we should get neck lifts together.
All right.
Sometime this year.
I only knew, this viewer is probably long dead now. This is 1990.
Oh,
and
God.
She's an old lady back then.
You don't know she was old. You just know it's probably, of course it's a woman.
Well, she said as a mother. So I'm guessing that she's a mother.
So,
history.
Oh my God. That really did flip my mood.
Okay, good. I thought it could. Nothing could.
Your neck is too long.
Make sure your head appears too far away.
That's too far away from your body. Oh, lady, don't stick your neck out.
Oh,
you know, what the
know.
Fuck? Well, that wraps it up. I mean, you can't get better than that.
We can't top that with anything else.
No, we can't.
I'm glad you're in a better mood.
Oh, honey. All right, we're done. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. A couple of Dusty Muffins thanks the Sabie Corporation, an amazing company that builds structures which create spaces for the advancement of medical science and life sciences, which help all of us.
Just a reminder to check us out on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in A Couple of Dusty Muffins. That's A-C-O-U-P-L-A, Dusty Muffins. Thanks for listening. I'm production director Clem Daniels.